So in the repeal of the harsh laws, and in the trying of the Tsar, and the attempt of the Tsar to liberalize Russia, the Jews also snuck in. And many of these harsh decrees that I have described to you were repealed. And if not repealed, they were not enforced. There was a hiatus of 10 to 15 years in the severe oppression of the Jews in Russia. It is during this period of time, this hiatus, that we will see that the Haskalah grew, and the ideas of enlightenment became more popular and took hold, because people felt now that the Russian government was going to allow the Jews to exist in Russia, and therefore it behooved that the Jews become more Russian. Later on, in the 1870s and 1880s, the Haskalah began to die again because of the repression of the Tsar. It became obvious that the Jews were never going to get a fair shake, so then why should they even bother? Why should they give up their Jewish ways? But in the immediately after the Crimean War, the situation became better for the Jews. I want to talk about three, and it may take three lectures. Maybe I think we can do it in two. Three reactions to this situation in Russia. One reaction is that of Haskalah of the Enlightenment. The second reaction, we have a measure of how much hot air I generate. The second measure is the founding of the yeshiva system of education. Because yeshivas, the way we know them today, are relatively modern in Jewish life. They begin at 1825 in Volozhin. And the third area that I want to talk about is the Musar movement. All three came to deal with the problem of Jewish life in Russia. And all three gave different answers, or at least different nuances to the answer of how to survive as Jews and how to, so to speak, adjust to the new situation. Before we start with that, I want to also mention the fact that a development in this period of time occurred in Germany, which also has an effect and an influence on Eastern European Jewry. You remember that when we finished talking about Germany, Reform had conquered all the German Jewish kahilas, and there were very few Orthodox Jews left, and very little Orthodox power left in Germany. In Germany there arose a group of people who believed that Judaism, or traditional authentic Judaism as it had been practiced throughout the ages, was dead, would never revive itself. The time of the Enlightenment had destroyed it. And therefore they formed an organization called the Society Das Wissenschaft Das Judentum, the Society for the Scientific Exploration of Judaism, in which they literally intended to make a museum out of traditional Judaism. Before it was all forgotten completely, they would record it in books, in scholarly works, both in Hebrew and in German, that would portray Jewish life, that would give us biographies of the great Jews who existed, because they were convinced that 100 years later, no one would be interested to know who Rashi was, and no one would know who Rashi was. There'd be nobody left who would read Rashi, or the Rambam, or anyone else. So they literally set out to memorialize these people, to freeze them. Now, to us, it sounds bizarre, but to them, it was very realistic. Most of the members of Das Wissenschaft, Das Judentum eventually converted to Christianity because they became scholars, they became professors in German universities. Many of them were Reformed Jews.